Everybody, welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you for tuning in. We're so happy that you're here. I'm Carly Aquilino.
I'm Emma Willman.
And we just love you guys so much for tuning in and listening to us and sharing with your friends. We've been getting such good feedback from you guys, and it makes us love this even more. So we thank you for tweeting it and posting it on your Instagram and subscribing and telling people about it. We really, like, can't express enough.
And the ratings, that's so nice.
Yeah, and rating
such nice, like, little messages you guys post there.
Yeah,
appreciate
I love all of you. So we definitely appreciate you very much.
Thank
we
you.
Have yet again been here, not been here for 1 month.
That's
and
crazy.
I know that again.
Period.
Because I have my period again.
Which is crazy because I was on my period for 3 weeks.
Yes, you never are not on your period.
And then now I went and they said stop taking your birth control. And
that's
I stopped.
What I told
and the
you.
Next, oh, did you say that too?
I did.
Huh.
You don't listen to me.
I forget.
You're like a boyfriend.
I'm sorry. A boyfriend on birth control. And then they said stop taking it. Within 24 hours, boom, gone. No period.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, because that was because you were taking it at different times every day.
Every day.
Because that happened to me. I had a really
strong? Like, it was instant.
Because you're putting so many hormones into your body that it just fucks up your whole system. It's a good thing you're, like, not at a chance of getting pregnant, because I feel like that actually makes you more fertile for some reason. If your hormones are going crazy like that, I think certain pills, they give you a boost.
I'm glad that it didn't make me super emotional going off it. I didn't really notice any, like, crazy emotions.
Well, that's good. Now you're not on it at all, and you're not going to go on it?
Well, the only problem is I don't want to have my skin start breaking out again. Because
your skin looks beautiful.
My skin looks great, but, like, this has been such a process. Like, my skin – and having bad skin is, like, the last thing I want to deal with right now. So
look at me.
You look good.
No, look.
Let's see. Carly also got her hair done.
I got my hair done, and Emma didn't notice, and I called her yesterday and last night to tell her, like, to remind her, hey, tell me I'm pretty tomorrow. That's pretty much what I was saying. Like, I wasn't saying it, but then I'm like, hello, what do you think about my hair? And you're like, oh, I didn't even notice that you got it done. I'm like, cool, I just spent $1,000.
It looks great.
No,
it looks
not
expensive.
It looks expensive. You want to know what? I'm growing it out, and my hair is so healthy now, and I just got a keratin treatment, so I've been, like, really investing in my hair, because dyeing my hair and bleaching it all those years really, really took a toll.
What's
and
a keratin treatment?
My natural is so healthy and shiny and beautiful.
So that's the natural up top?
That's my natural up top.
Wow.
So it's so nice, and I haven't seen it since I literally was 12.
Do you guys remember Carly's red hair?
Oh, God, a
the
TBT.
The red.
It's so weird because I haven't had red in probably like
so
four
red.
Or 5 years. And people still are like, when did you dye your hair? I'm like, 5 years ago?
Years ago.
Yeah.
It's the pictures. When people do promo pictures, they do you and you look so young. You look like you're 12
like
years
baby.
Old in that.
I was way too young.
You were young.
I was young. But I had that hair from when I was in high school. And then it followed me, I mean, until I was like, I guess 24.
What
I changed
made,
it.
What made you decide to go that red?
I was in beauty school, so I was doing different colors all the time. Like, I had green hair, I had yellow, like bright highlighter yellow and orange and just fun stuff. And then the red, I really liked it. And
it was
stuck.
Cool.
But now, looking at pictures, I look at them and I'm like, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
And I knew it was a lot,
but
it was harsh on me. It was harsh. I think I look younger now, even though I was like 21. Like, I look younger now than I did then.
Cause it was like boom.
My mom said, "Oh, you look like a kid."
It was
with
good,
your hair
though.
Dark, and I go, "Oh, thank you." And she's like, "No, like I mean, you look really young." I was like, "Okay, I'm not getting the bad part.
Right?
Like, you're gonna have to point it out."
This is all good.
To me.
This is
good. So I was like, "Thank you very much. I'm 12 years old. If anybody asks, I've had a rough life, but I'm 12.
I'm withered, a grizzled 12-year-old. I think it's good though because then people remember that red hair.
Right?
I would say Carly from Girl Code with red hair, and they go, "Oh my god!"
Right? It stuck. It definitely. I wasn't doing it on purpose, but it definitely did. Make me stand out.
Made an impression. And Carly's over here poaching eggs.
I'm poaching eggs. I poached an egg for the first time. I was talking to my future husband, Chris, who is our engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he makes
She's
eggs in the morning.
Him.
I'm trying to impress
that's
him.
That's how she gets guys. She goes to bars and says, these other girls don't know how to poach
I go,
eggs.
Hey, you know how to poach? I could teach ya.
Like, is this a euphemism for something? Like,
yeah.
No.
And I'm like,
eggs.
No, I'm not talking about my eggs. I'm talking about some organic, the brown ones, the nice ones. from the food store.
And you poached them.
And I poached them successfully for the first time ever.
Wow.
And I'm very proud of myself.
You should be.
I've now mastered every style egg.
Woo!
If you had my scrambled eggs, you would die.
I love scrambled
eggs.
I'm
so good
at scrambled.
It's such
a classic.
Do you want to know my secret?
What's the cream?
Sour cream.
Oh, I've
no,
never.
Not sour cream. Wait, yes, sour cream.
In the eggs?
Instead of milk.
Everybody try it. Let's all try it.
Everybody, please. I'm telling you, it makes them really, really fluffy.
Who taught you that little trick?
I watch videos that Gordon Ramsay's doing it.
I'm going to try to do that.
Yeah, instead of milk, you just like really beat them, like whisk them in a bowl.
I didn't even put milk in.
Don't be one of these people who are just dumping the eggs in the pan and mixing them in the pan, okay?
Oops.
That's disrespectful.
Oops.
Do you do that, Chris?
I do that too.
Okay. Well, we need to really go over it. But I will say last week was the episode that aired about me trying to tell you how to make pasta.
Yes,
and
I got
someone
some messages.
Emailed us screaming at me saying, "Don't you dare put butter in the pot." And to
Ooh.
You, sir, I want to say I'm 100% Sicilian,
mm-hmm.
and I know what I'm fucking doing over here.
So you do put butter in the pot.
So mind your own business. Yeah.
Can you read the email?
He's out here going, "Don't you dare." Capital letters. All capital letters. Hey, guess what?
He's got to be Italian, too. Well, someone wrote me and said, "Don't put oil in the pot."
Well, he said, "Don't put oil or butter. Don't you dare put oil or butter." I'm like, hey, big shot over there.
What's he say to put in the pot?
Not
nothing?
The shit.
Just
he
water?
Said a lot of salt. And I'm like, that's just not how I learned it. And that's not how my mother does it. And that's not how my grandma does it. And they're the best cooks I've ever experienced.
Yeah,
so guess what? Butter's going in the pot. It's melting up. And I'm making some pasta.
Butter never made anything worse except for like maybe like someone's butt.
I've never. Hey,
too much
do you
butter.
Know that?
No,
do you
no,
know
I
that
don't.
For a fact?
I can't blame
you
it
can't
on.
Judge.
Yeah, because I love butter.
You love butt?
I love butter. I love butter. I know I posted that picture where I looked like angelic and someone was like, "For someone that looks so angelic, like you sure talk about ass a lot."
Right.
I
know. People were tagging me in it going, "How does she look so angelic and love ass?"
I was like, I mean, I just.
You're like my dad follows
I
me on here. Can
say,
you not?
I like it as something to set myself apart.
Right. Right.
It's not like
stand
I'm
apart
like,
from the crowd.
Yeah.
It is a bold move.
It's but I'm just trying to be exceptional. So I'm trying to do everything I can.
Hey, that'll make you exceptional.
Boom.
That'll make you exceptional. So you were saying that you have to tell me something.
Yeah, this happened right before I came in. This is really embarrassing. I did an interview so whenever this comes out, the Netflix will have come out. But I did some interviews around Netflix coming out, and I did this one interview with a guy. And now I did a summer program. I got a scholarship for being dyslexic. So it was like a learning disability, diversity scholarship for that.
Great.
So I opened the article and I skimmed it, and it said Emma went to college on a diversity scholarship, which is the reason this is embarrassing to me is I wouldn't take a diversity scholarship. This was a learning disability summer program. That's it.
That's where the diversity came in.
That's
you're dyslexic
in.
And not everybody else's.
Right. But that's not fair to take the diversity scholarships in my school for people like religious and racial backgrounds. I wouldn't have sucked up one of those motherfuckers
for
4 years of college.
Right, right.
Does that not seem like bad to you?
I think that it.
No one's going to give a shit. My
no
mom would be
give
mortified.
A shit.
My parents that sent me to college
no,
are
I
like,
think
oh,
that it's...
you took a diversity scholarship?
No, I think that it was a misunderstanding, and I don't think that did you say you talked to the person who did the interview?
I sent an email right when I saw it, and I was like, star, star, star. I was like, I didn't go to college on a diversity scholarship. It's not like I wouldn't have done that.
Right.
I couldn't have done that.
Right.
I mean, I could have if I was like
swindling. Like, I said a dyslexia scholarship.
Dyslexia scholarship for like one summer, and you know what they fucking made me do in that summer?
What did they do?
They made me do admin work, and they had me go ABCD, put things
no,
in ABCD files.
No, they
yes.
didn't. Mm-hmm. They That's go, what they did with the dyslexic kids?
Cruel.
I'm dyslexic too. FYI.
Cruel and unusual. They were like, I had to alphabetize files. And so I'm sitting there and there's other people in the office and I have to like hum the, I have to go be like, each one, say it was like a D, I'd have to go
right.
A, B, C, D, and then I'd do A, B, C, D, E.
They made you do that or that was
just what
your
I had
process?
To do. So, because they were like, can you put
these
files?
I mean, it seems like they were. I mean, that sounds illegal.
It was actually,
that
mean,
sounds illegal.
And it would take a long time. Like, it would take all day. It was only supposed to take, like, you know, an hour. So I went to college on a diversity scholarship. No, I didn't. And I wouldn't have done that. It's also making it sound like I'm trying to sound like I, like, overcame, like, I didn't, you know, I was so lucky with school. Like, I was really lucky to go to school, so I'm not trying to present it like I, like, went to school in a diversity
scholarship. Right, you don't want to seem like you, like, tried to beat the system and, like...
Beat the system,
but
or...
I don't think anyone's going to notice it. But if you did say something, then they'll fix it.
Hope so.
If you said something to the guy about it, nobody's trying to dig you. You know what? This is like what we do. We're very self-sabotaging in a way. Like, you have a great thing happening. Your Netflix comes out on Friday. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't wait to watch it.
It's not going to, I mean, it's going to, it's fine. It's good. It came out good. The live show was great. I felt really good about the live show.
And you know what? It's going to be even better to watch it. And it's such a big thing. And... But this is what we do. Something good happens and we're like, let me find a bad thing because I can't allow myself to feel joy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel joy when I like open a new thing of peanut butter.
Oh my God, before you touch it with the spoon.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
It.
Then I'm like, I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I'm happy right now.
Also, I got a lot of emails that were very adamant about it was from a lot of girls saying that they love watching guys jerk off.
Hello.
Porn. So I had said, oh, nobody, I don't think anybody likes it. I did get a lot that also said, girl, I agree with you. Nobody wants to see you hunched over with your thing in your hand.
Everyone I talked to said they do not want to see it. And I said, but there are those out there that do.
Probably like 20 emails just about, and all the headlines are hilarious. It's like jerking off response, LOL. Guys jerking off. I love to watch guys jerk off. Like, I just picture someone like sending this from their work email, and then their like boss like monitors it, and they're like emailing us that they love to watch guys jerk off. It's so funny. I just keep picturing that. But thank you guys for responding.
I love that too, because the thing is. It's like, yeah, because you want to see someone like feeling good. There's so many different elements that
can
be pleasurable.
Right, there are elements, and there were a lot of people that said that. Like, it's just hot to see someone like enjoying themselves. And I understand that. I understand that.
Especially if it's like someone you love. Like, it's not just like anybody off the street.
Right.
You know, that's sexual harassment. If it's like,
that's illegal.
That's bad.
That's illegal.
But if it's like your like boyfriend, then he's just like.
Well, yeah, but we were talking about porn. We were talking about watching guys jerk off on porn.
Right.
It's different. I don't love these guys.
Yeah.
I don't love them. I don't even like them. I don't ever want to see. I never sign up for that.
Because the people that I asked agreed with you. I didn't find one other person, but I still believed. I was like, no, people out there do like
to
watch it.
And we got a ton of them. And I'm glad that we know now.
Thanks.
Now I know. And I didn't know. And now I know.
I feel vindicated, and I can't wait to circle back with the person I'm dating, because she said no girls like that.
Yeah.
And I said, that is untrue. I said, I bet some girls fucking love it.
We got a bunch of emails saying that.
Good. Hear that, guys?
Hear that, guys?
But
girls want to see you jerk off.
Don't go do
not
something stupid.
Yeah,
right,
not all of them. Don't do that.
Yeah, like, but,
and not
know.
Me.
Yeah,
definitely
not me. But
And not Emma.
But I get it.
Okay, do you want to jump into the
Let's
first
do
email?
It.
Okay, so here we go. The title is Fistical Responsibilities. Hey, by the way, the fisting topic really just hit the nail on the head. Hey, Emma and Carly. Okay, so the way you fist someone is lots of lube,
Jesus
lots
Christ.
Of patience, and you go one finger at a time. Good to know. So on to my problem. Okay, we're moving on now.
Wait, was it a guy or a girl that said this?
This is a guy.
And it's one finger at a time?
One finger at a time.
And what
so he probably knows.
So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the knuckle.
And then I think you probably, like, if you're, you know, like, if you're trying to reach something,
mouse.
You do that little clamper. You do a little clamper with your hand, and then you go full in, and you put the knuckles in, and then you go wrist.
Jesus.
And then probably ball it up while it's in there. I mean, who can say? We need more elaboration.
Damn.
This is not, I don't know that, but that's what I'm picturing it,
because
I picture it a lot.
It's the knuckles that I'm, like, curious
right.
about. And a girl just patiently waits there while you're like, one finger, two finger, three finger, four finger, five.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a counting lesson, like your like your dyslexia camp.
God, I'm gonna see. Maybe I can. I do kind of want to try that on someone, not sexually, not even unsexually. I just be
maybe
curious.
Try it to yourself.
Ugh.
Hey,
I'm gonna get. I'll,
you'd rather do it to someone else?
I'm gonna go get stuck going to the hospital.
True.
You guys are never gonna hear from me again.
I'm not trying. Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, Emma, punch yourself. Like,
Emma, punch yourself. Like, in the cervix. It's been an issue. So, all right.
Well, thank you for that. Letting us.
So on to my problem. This is the same person. I was seeing this guy for the better part of last year, and things were actually going pretty great until January when he went to a sex party and cheated on me. He Instagrammed a picture in the front yard of this house where it happened, in parentheses, it's a private home with, like, a membership thing, and claimed he had been with his sister. I literally found out the next day from someone else who was there. Small, small world. I was devastated. I went into a depression. I was exactly how Carly felt. I was exactly how Carly had described her depression, where I felt like I didn't. If I didn't wake up, I would be okay with it. By the way, I just want to say this, and this is a secret from the Secret Keepers. We've never edited anything out of this podcast. And when I said that, I think it was like the third episode or the fourth episode. Mm-hmm. When I said that, it was just almost too real.
Yeah.
And I remember I went home, I called Emma,
yep.
and I said, I think I just want to take that out of the podcast because it's so vulnerable and it's so, I mean, it's so real to
me. Totally.
And you said, you know, do whatever you're comfortable with, but you said, I think it might help somebody. So we left it in.
Because they can see, oh, you were like that. And then you've got,
and it gets better.
It gets better. Yeah.
And also just like, I'm really sorry that you felt this way and I totally get it, but I am happy reading that you felt like you could relate it to something.
Absolutely.
Or something that someone else said.
I think everyone at least has it goes through that in some way. I mean,
yeah. And I feel like the way I described it was just too dark at the time.
I didn't think so.
But it was really how I felt. It was very real. So I'm sorry again that you're going through that. But I'm glad that I didn't edit that out.
Me too. Because heartbreak, you're so not expecting it and it's so crushing and then you don't feel like you have control.
Right.
But then you can control certain things and then it passes.
It does get better when you're in a depression. But when you're in it, you're just like, oh my God, I can't even like, I wish it was dark out all the time.
Yep.
You know, like why is it sunshine? Why is the sun out right now? I hate the day.
Yep.
Okay, so I went into a depression. I started going to therapy, but it honestly made me feel worse. To combat my own sadness, I started writing jokes based on my experience with him, including jokes exploring potential reasons he decided to cheat. Doing this made me feel better than therapy had, and I've written an entire stand-up set that includes both the jokes I wrote about him and the jokes on other topics. Now, here's my problem. My ex works for a major record company. He's always traveling, and we've been on friendly terms for about a month now. I can be very forgiving, but I don't forget. I recently told him about my goals to pursue stand-up, and he's interested in seeing me perform next time I do an open mic, so much so that yesterday he told me what days he'll be in town in case they coincide with my performances. I'm okay with him seeing my set, but I'm nervous that he's going to take the jokes about him and what he did the wrong way, and he's going to take it personal and bring up past arguments. Should I edit my set for when he comes, or should I just go ahead and let him see the uncensored? I'm personally leaning towards the latter, but that's because I've moved on for the most part and kind of stopped giving a fuck about his feelings. Any advice would be great.
Wow, that took a turn I was not expecting. I was not expecting the stand-up.
Well, this
part
is, we're getting through it.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of people start stand-up after some crazy shit.
There's always,
and I get my best material. Like, my favorite jokes I've ever written are from when I'm, like, lowest, lowest, lowest. I know that sounds terrible, but it's, like, sad things make you, like, you're like, how can I bring light to this? And people relate to it. People relate to it. I have, like, jokes about depression and breaking up and, like, the way it feels and feeling like shit. And people are like, I get it.
And yet, it's a feel-good show.
It's a feel-good show.
Yep.
But I would say, well, how do you feel about this?
Anybody that does comedy can definitely relate to that.
Mm-hmm. I think you know what I'm going to say about it.
Are you going to say to still do the jokes?
100%.
It's tough because, especially open mic, you're like working it out, like, but there's something, because it's like, it's easy to, like, take jokes and replace them out and, like, work on one thing one night, another thing the other night. So it's, in some ways, it's like we actually want the person to also see it. Do you think that maybe it's like a, because then it can come across as a passive aggressive. I've had that where someone, also bringing people to an open mic can be fucking brutal.
Yeah.
They say they want to, but.
Yeah. Yeah. People say they want to, but they don't know what time it is when it comes to open mics. I don't know where he lives though. So I feel like. So when I travel, I've been on the road and I've gone to open mics on the road.
And there's real people.
And there's a crowd there. It's not like in New York City where the only people at open mics are comics and they're not even listening.
They're not having it. They're
and they just are like, can I go up and do my five? I got to go to the next one or like whatever. Yeah. Or they're in their notebook. Like it's just what we all do. So you're not actually necessarily listening to anyone else say their jokes. And that's not why we go. We go because we just need to get the words out and make it flow and figure out what it sounds like when we say it.
Totally.
You know? So it's that not like a real show.
Makes me want to go to one. Kinda.
Yeah. I would go to one.
Yeah,
let's
I
go
would
to
like
one
to
later.
I would love to go to one.
Yeah, I haven't been to an open mic in a while and I feel like it's a journey.
It's a journey. It's a tough so if he comes to the open mic, do you think he should give a heads up?
I think done that before where I didn't. It's so crazy because
people
I
get
have stuff
pissed.
I have stuff in my set that I wouldn't like tell someone that I was dating, but I would tell a room every night, rooms full of strangers in the dark.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy. And I forgot to tell this guy that I was dating something pretty important that happened in my life. And then he saw me do stand up. And he was like, what was that?
And also,
that?
It's like stuff that you've done a bunch of before. You're like, what?
And I was like, what? I was like, yeah. You want to talk about it? He was like, well, I wish I didn't have to find out that way. I was like, yeah, I mean, why would I tell you that? He's like, well, why would you tell the whole crowd? I was like, because it's like funny.
It's like, well, you're making a good point here.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. Did he understand?
He understood, but he was like, I couldn't pay attention the rest of the time after you said that. I was like, hey, how about you mind your own business?
That's what has happened every single time, because then someone will be like, did this happen? Is that true?
Right.
Which ex is this about? Or like with certain sex stuff, everyone always thinks it's this one ex, and then they like zero in on that, or they'll have like a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, people don't like finding stuff out. I wouldn't want to do jokes about an ex in front of them. I'll put it that way. So
I've done it.
You have?
Yep.
In front of an ex?
Yep.
I wouldn't want to. If it was in any way negative, like then it's just like, do you want to deal with, well, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be sitting in the car and it's going to be quiet. And he'll be like, well,
they're not dating.
Right.
So why would they be in the car together? Who gives a fuck? This guy hurt you. It's your life experience and you wrote jokes about it and you're trying to do stand up.
And he's
volunteering. So if those jokes are funny, go do them. Like, don't let this person like.
What if the jokes bomb and the guy is there?
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, that's part of the process.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who
so
cares?
I guess do the jokes, but just be ready for, A, it to be weird bringing someone to an open mic. And people get so adamant about going. Like, I've had people be like, I want to go. And then I want to go.
I rarely let people go.
100% of the time, because I've been like, okay, and I'll give them the whole heads up. 100% of the time, they go, and after like two people, they're like, this is crazy. This is awful. You do this regularly? And I'm like, yes.
And you're like, yes. How many times do I have to tell you? I can't allow myself to feel joy.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do this every night.
This is where I go to incubate that hate.
Right.
This is it. Now you see how the sausage is made. The jig is up.
So I would say definitely do it. Don't change your shit for anybody ever. That's how I feel. And I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with it. I don't care if my parents are in the crowd. I don't care if my ex is in the crowd. I don't care who's there. I'm not cleaning shit up for anybody. This is who I am. This is what I do.
Anything?
No, my parents, I mean, and my parents have been with me coming to my shows from my first ever show.
Yeah.
Like, so they know what I've, like, I mean, I've said some things in front of them. And they clap, and my dad whistles. Like,
wow.
They laugh. So my parents are cool, though. I think they're, like, the least judgmental. But actually, this is, like, a perfect example. I was dating this guy, and the first time I met his mom was right after I got off stage.
See,
and I was filthy.
Did you know she was there?
I knew she was there, but I knew network people were there. And I knew I had to do my set the way that I was going to do my set. I was like, should I change it? Because I know this woman's in the crowd. I haven't even met her yet.
That's on him for bringing her. Why would he bring her to that?
I mean, well, people don't know.
Right.
And I felt I was like, I got to just do it because I knew actually it was the night that I got an audition for Girl Code.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you got to do your thing.
You got to do your thing.
Wow.
And that's like, I just realized that now. It was that night at Caroline's. So
what did the mom say? Was she like, oh,
yeah, she was like, oh,
friendly.
She was like, oh, and then she was like, not, she never liked me.
Damn.
She never fucking liked me.
Well, because I'm doing a show in Naples, Florida, and the art therapist from there. And she's like, my mom's going to go. And
oh, my God. Wait, at Off the Hook?
Yes.
Cool.
And she was like, and she, her mom lives in Naples, and she's like, my mom wants to go. And I was like, can I meet her first? And she was like,
good idea.
Yeah. Cause I was like, let me just meet her. And she was like, don't be worried about the show. I was like, yeah, but I'd rather meet her, say hi, let her see I'm polite than see me for 45 unhinged minutes.
Right.
I mean, the title of the article where it says I got a diversity scholarship is like the chaos, Emma Willman's chaos. Like, I was like, I'm going to seem like an unhinged sex addicted alcoholic.
No, let
me just talk to her first for a minute.
You don't seem that way, but I 1,000% understand.
You know what I mean?
I 1,000% understand.
Which is fine for straight, but you're just like, and it is stuff that I wouldn't say normally in a conversation. And then in 6 minutes, I'll be like, I was a fat kid. I tried to kill myself. I'm dyslexic. I was in special ed.
Right. Like, and God forbid you're bombing. You're like, you guys just want me to leave?
Right.
That's like some shit that I'll be like, I'm caving. I feel it. I might snap up here.
What I've been doing recently, if something's not going well, is I've been getting dirtier, which is weird. I didn't used to do that. I've got this one story that isn't worked out. And both times where I was having a set that was kind of tight, I just started telling this really dirty story. And in my head, I'm like,
but
what am I doing?
You want to know what? That's what's going to make it work. You're going to find a tag in it, and it's just going to make it. It's going to be the thing.
So do the set. Go and do the set. Please let us. I feel like extra interested in this. Please let us know how it goes. But just be prepared for anything.
Right.
And if you are okay with this, then maybe you really want to be doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Maybe this is really
for you. Keep trying. Never. Don't stop. Okay. Next one. Two fuck buddies / weird feelings, possibly asexual. Hey, ladies, I love you both. Your podcast is one of my new faves. I need episodes daily in my life. Haha. Anyways, I'm a 27-year-old girl. Here's a bit of insight on what my issue is. I have two fuck buddies that I rotate with. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
First guy, in parentheses, been with 8 years. Damn, girl.
Jesus.
That's a long time. You know we can't do that math, but that's some teenage shit. First guy I've been with 8 years. Second
right.
guy
I couldn't do that. 19.
Boom, bitch.
Boom.
Mathletes.
Yep.
Okay.
Whose dad's a math teacher?
Emma's dad's a math teacher. Okay. First guy I've been with 8 years. Second guy 5 years. We don't know that one either.
Jesus God.
We've never dated. Feelings have never been mixed. Strictly fuck buddy situation. I enjoy their dick skills and nothing else about them. I mean, I want to meet her in real life. I want a relationship because I've never had one before. But I don't at the same time because I know I'm a bit of a commitment phobe. I've used a few dating apps and no guys have piqued my interest. Probably why my fuck buddy situations have lasted this long. My standards aren't impossible. I'm a bit above average looking, mainly because of my genetics. I'm pretty easygoing, have a positive personality, and I enjoy sex a lot, but I feel asexual when it comes to actual dating. Any insight on what my problem could be? Thank you in advance. Wow. I don't think you're asexual. I think you're committal.
Right. I feel like I wanted to like take a note when she said that. Asexual when it comes to dating. I've never heard that.
Yeah, I don't think that. Well, no, it doesn't have to do with it because asexual would mean that you're not attracted to either sex, right? Or am I wrong?
I think it means you could be attracted but not interested in sex. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. I didn't mean attracted. I meant like you're not sexual.
You're not
like,
sexual.
You're asexual.
You're flat
not sexual.
Line.
Right. But I don't think that that has to do with, you obviously enjoy sex if you have had a fuck buddy for 15 fucking years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot. Huh?
Yeah, that's a
so,
lot.
So 8 years, I mean, people get married in half that time.
Like,
so
you guys must have each been through relationships and then also
well,
like.
Well, she said she's never had a boyfriend before.
Oh, right.
She's never been in a relationship.
Wow.
I think you need to cut loose. You need to cut the fuckboys loose if you want to be open to something real. And that's how I feel. And I know that it's like discouraging to go out on dates and try and find the right person, but you'll find the right person if you just keep like. Nobody wants to go out on a date. It's awkward. It's like, I don't know this person. You have the same bullshit conversations that you have with everybody.
It's your night. And you're like, especially after 22, actually maybe after 24, 25, then it starts being like, I'm tired.
It's like, I'm tired. Like, can you come over and watch a movie? But no, you can't come over because I don't know. You're a stranger I met on the internet.
Exactly.
So I have to go to a fucking bar with you right now. And I literally want to be in bed by 10 p.m.
That's so, dating in a nutshell.
Yeah. Sorry, but I'm like, don't worry. It gets better. It doesn't.
But I think the universe now, maybe this is just because I met someone really nice online, and Carly met someone really nice online too.
I'm in love.
I think I'm in love too, actually.
I know. I'm saying this way too early.
I haven't. They met this morning for coffee. No, I'm kidding.
No. I'm in like.
I think
a lot has happened since the last podcast.
But I feel like the universe, if you put yourself out there, will bring you someone good.
Yes, but you have to. If you have other people taking up space in your life, in your heart, even though you're saying you don't have feelings for them, you're not gonna find that right person. Because at the end of the day, like, I had to do this where I had this guy I was hooking up with for years, like, just here and there.
What's
and
the longest fuck buddy you've had?
3 years.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I had to cut him off. I knew nothing was ever going to happen with him. And we had a lot of fun together. He was cool, but he was just not a person that I would date. And I always knew when I was going out on dates, I'm like, oh, well, if it doesn't work out with this person, I have this guy.
Right.
And once I let him go, it was so much better because I was like, there's more on the line. Mm-hmm. If you know you don't have that built in, it wasn't just sex. It was like we talked every day and we kept in touch and we talked on the phone.
That's
so,
the clincher.
And we laughed and all that stuff. It was a companionship. So when I cut that out, I'm like, no, I need to be alone and not have this person to be like, oh, a fallback plan. I know he's there. I know he,
It's like a boyfriend buffer.
A boyfriend buffer. And that's the problem when you have these fuckboys that last for this long.
Yeah, because you guys have to. Did the guy have a, when you said you, when you cut it off, did he put up a protest?
He then was like, I mean, well, why don't we try and like be together? And I'm like, well, because we don't like each other and we've been doing this for 3 years and it would have already happened.
Right.
And then he's like, well, then I like you. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Right. Make cook for me.
No, you don't. Make me a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich because nobody ever has. And then I'll marry.
Yeah.
Not that hard. Don't even give me a ring. I don't even want a diamond. I want some peanut butter and some jelly, preferably strawberry, but I'll take a grape.
Put that shit together.
No, you don't even have to make it. Give me an Uncrustable.
Bring her some peanut butter. Just bring an Uncrustable. Bring her some fucking peanut butter.
I mean, how hard is it out
this
here?
This is dating and you're, this is what happens. This is why we get that the dating is not fun because it's like up to this point. Literally, if someone even shows up and is like around,
If someone's present and like actually listens to me, like this guy that I'm dating that I just said I am in love with, I hope he doesn't listen to this, even though it's not going to air for a long time. We'll probably be broken up by then. I keep jinxing it.
Let's hope not. Yeah.
This happened last time. But he was like, he's been like very helpful.
That's great.
He's been like a man.
That's
like
great.
He's a man.
That's great.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I like that.
So you think that this girl needs to let these two guys go and then open herself up? And letting two people go that you've talked to for 8 and 5 years is going to be a little bit scary.
It is.
But
because again, security blanket, even though you don't realize that they're a security blanket. And I respect the fact that you've gone this long without having emotions for them and just being like, oh, it's a booty call kind of thing.
You can compartmentalize very surprisingly well.
Yeah, you would actually be really great in a relationship.
You don't think she sounds a little emotionally backed up?
I think that when you meet the right person, those things change.
Right. And sex and intimacy is scary. So it's probably going to seem weird.
Right.
Because also when you've been having sex with someone for 8 years and 5 years, the other thing there is you guys know what each other like.
Right. And so, then you got to do the first time is.
You got to.
When you're with a new person, sometimes could be a little different.
And that's why you can also wait. Like me and the art therapist waited like 3 weeks to have sex, which I felt like was like.
I waited a long time to have sex.
Yeah. It felt
I
great.
Waited 3 weeks to have sex with this guy.
And that's a long time in adult years.
Yeah, I called you and was like, okay, I have to tell you something though. 2 weeks, we weren't in the same.
It doesn't matter.
2 weeks, actually, one of the weeks I was in another country. But We still didn't have sex.
It's still...
When I was in another country.
It's 3 weeks. It's 3 weeks.
3 weeks is 3 weeks, no matter which way you slice it.
Yep.
Even though we didn't see each other in 2.5 weeks.
Still.
Guess what? I'm a virgin.
Yep.
And I'm a...
A saint.
I'm a saint.
So,
virgin
3 weeks.
Virgin Mary.
Because me and our therapist made out a bunch of times and then didn't have sex.
Yeah, we made out and then the next day he went away.
Perfect.
And I was like...
See ya.
Hello. Thinking about it for 2 weeks. Hello.
Did you sex text?
Not necessarily, no. Because I also didn't want to set off that vibe, like, let's whatever. I said a few things that were a little cheeky, though.
Yeah, cheeky. Letting them know.
Letting them know that when I get home, it's clock
right.
in because you're going to
right.
work.
But, you're gonna be hanging some stuff
you're
up.
You're going to...
Get that screwdriver out.
Get your screwdriver out. You know what I'm talking about.
The art therapist said that when her and I first started talking, that I brought up sex in a way that made it seem like she brought it up. And she was like, it was very, she said it was like very smooth. She's like, all of a sudden we would be like texting about sex and I didn't even know how we got on it. And I was like, ooh, I need to go back and see what I did.
You're very smooth. Yeah.
I'll say little things. This is for guys. This is a good one.
Ooh.
But tell me if you think this is too, if you're in New York, so something I used to do for first dates when I got to the city was I would say, so this is a lie, I would say I'd never been to the sex museum. I'd be like, have you been to the sex museum before? My friend went and said it was really good. And then, or I'd say something, and I'd be like, I got tickets to the sex museum. I know that sounds really sleazy, but I'd be like,
I've been to the sex museum.
It's pretty cool, but I'd be
it's
like,
cool.
I'd be like, you want to check out the sex museum? I haven't been there. I'd say something, and then if they were like, oh, haha, yeah, okay. And then I went on like 3 dates there, usually second dates.
I mean, that's hilarious
because
that you actually went on a date there. I thought you were saying that you lied,
but
you actually didn't lie.
Then
you were serious about it.
Yep. And then I went 3 times because then if the person's like going through the sex museum and like, oh, and kind of like, oh, this is interesting and cool. Okay, they're probably sexually open minded. But if they're like, oh my God, like, that's weird.
That's a really articulate plan to figure out if someone is. I mean, also, it could just be like they don't like a penis sculpture. You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't really say much about
someone. I'm creepily watching them and they're like, I thought you haven't been here before.
She likes the boob mug in the gift shop.
I'm like,
and she just bought a dildo.
I also know too much about it. I'm like, all right, we're going to round the bend. There's a scratch in the wall. And they're like, I thought you haven't been here before. I'm like, shit.
You're like, I know everybody that works here. Don't talk about it. Don't make eye contact with me. I'm on a first date again. So yeah, cut them off, girl, and you'll be open, and I'm telling you,
and have a little faith in the universe, not even like a religious
faith
thing, but
in it.
It then it's kind of like it does, and it doesn't. One thing with faith in the universe is it doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen. Boom, right away.
No, it's not going to happen right away.
It's going to be.
I've been single for like
years.
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 I mean, there have been a few. We'll call them hiccups. You know, sometimes you get the hiccups and you get tricked. I got tricked.
How'd you get tricked?
I got tricked the last time I was with someone.
Tricked?
Tricked.
Oh, you
into being with
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that,
he tricked me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said, and we lasted, I mean, a month. I've
I wasn't
already
even
been dating
that.
This guy longer than I dated that guy.
Right. And this,
but
that, yeah, totally.
That guy was like, he fucking tricked me.
Right.
Like the first date, the second date, he's like, first of all, the third date, he's like, I love you.
Whew. Jesus.
And I go, I'm such a bitch. You want to know what I said?
What'd you say?
You don't know me.
No, that's
this
not
is our
bitchy.
Third date.
No, that's completely fair.
But I'm like, you don't.
He doesn't.
You might like
be
the
excited?
Thought of me.
Right.
You might be excited. You might really like me.
Love.
But you don't know me. You don't really love someone until you've seen all the shit.
Yep.
You've seen
totally.
The good, the bad. You've had good days and bad days.
And
period.
Seen how you work together. Because there's I definitely know that like high, the beginning of a relationship high. Like I definitely had that a bunch of times.
You have to have a fight.
A fight. And
you have to have
fight.
A fight.
And then see, and also it has to be, if you have to love, you can love someone and then you can also love how you are together and then you can love them as a friend. And then
you
can love
also
them romantic.
Lust someone.
You can lust. Because I've been in lust. I've liked someone.
Yep.
And then said I loved you. And then I've probably been in love one or two times.
The I love you is a beautiful time in a relationship.
It is.
Because it's so sweet and nice. And
I know.
And it's like, oh, I'm enjoying this. And then later on, you're like, oh, they're such a fucking asshole.
What?
But remember when we first fell in love? That was nice.
Why did I think I loved the Canadian? I'm so embarrassed that I thought I did that.
I think that you...
Ugh.
That was... Do you want to know what that was, Emma? You wanted to prove to her that you were worthy, which you by
so
leaps
was.
And bounds more worthy, like
super worthy.
She wasn't worthy of you.
Totally.
But you were just trying to, she wasn't giving it to you, and you wanted to be like, no, 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 no. I'm the shit.
Right.
You have to love me. Like,
and then so I thought I loved her.
So then you thought you loved her because she wasn't giving you that like little piece. She was depending on you. She was taking your kindness. She was taking the love that you were giving her, but she wasn't giving it back. And that's when it becomes like a back and forth thing with people where it's like, well, why doesn't she think I'm good enough to be with? Yeah, and then you get fucking crazy in your head and you're like, well, I love her.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I said I loved her a couple times on a podcast, and then she brought it up. She's like, just makes me uncomfortable because, like, we talked about being casual, and then...
And you're like, well, I fucking hate you anyway.
And then she's like, and then on the podcast, you've said you love me, you've called me a bitch, you said you hate me, you said you want to get married. I'm like, well, I'm very emotional.
Also, stop listening to the podcast if you don't want me to hear you call you a bitch.
Right. Because I was like, what did I say in the podcast? She's like, you called me a bitch. And I was like, I did? And then she's like, you've called me a bitch almost every podcast. You've also said you love me. And I was like, well, I just...
Well, isn't that a fun thing?
That was... You're confusing our voices, but...
That was Mateo.
That was Mateo said
Mateo
that.
Thinks you're a bitch. Okay, next email.
Yeah, cut him loose.
Okay. Just saw Emma / probably typed email correctly. Hey, uh-oh. Carly and Emma, recently turned in... During the J Train podcast, informing me about this, I just did a shout out to Jared Freed, the J Train podcast. He has a great podcast. I've done it. I'm one of the OGs. I think I was like one of the first guests that he had on.
That's
it
awesome.
When he did Total Frat Move and all of that. So it's been years and years of going back and forth. We'll have him on here one day with us.
Definitely.
Already caught up and waiting for new content. Great work. Nearly had a heart attack when I saw Emma perform live.
Oh, God.
But luckily I made it through. Carly, I'm sure I'd have the same reaction if I ever saw you. Oh, she's so sweet and loyal.
I thought she was going to be like, and...
What? And I hate Emma?
And
wouldn't it be funny if I read the whole email and at the end it was like, and I hate Emma?
And I don't know.
Okay. Okay. On to my question. If I'm the man one, she put it in quotes. So she's down with the lingo. She's loyal.
Yep.
You is loyal. You is smart. You is important.
Yes.
If I'm the man one, but I'm awful at picking up girls / gaydar, how do I get better and more confident and picking them up and hitting on them? Please advise. Love, sad man one, searching for her woman one. This is so funny because you know what it reminds me of.
What?
That time that we were...
Oh, that I tried to pick someone up? Yeah, so Carly's got inside scoop that I'm not the person to ask about this. Have we told the story on here?
No.
Oh, wow, you guys are going to get... Should we say it for this episode? Because you're gonna... this is about to get cranked up a notch.
You have to, Emma.
I'll happily do it.
It's my favorite. But... It's like one of the things that, like, you know when you, like, you're friends with someone or you're dating someone or whatever it is.
This is why love takes time, because it takes experiences like this.
And you have to see someone in their truest, purest moment, and you go, okay, I know who this person is now. I know that they need to be protected because they're angels. And they're sweet, and they're innocent, and they're trying, and they're just trying to get through the day.
It's so,
and that's how I envision, like, I'm laughing so hard
this
and smiling
story was
so hard,
like...
because I just envision it sometimes, and it's seeing you, and it's like, it's one of my favorite days. So this, go ahead, take it away.
I was opening for Carly in San Jose at the Improv, and I remember I had gotten this, like, audition in, so I was, like, spending all this time, like, working on this audition, and I had just, and it was really hot there, and I had also, backstory, I had just gotten this, like, nice sweater from Club Monaco that was really expensive. It was, like, my most expensive sweater I ever had, but San Jose is really hot. So I'm at the coffee shop working on my audition, and I look up, and this girl is, like looking at me, like, and I was like looking at her, she's looking back at me, she's kind of like bending over, like she's like looking at me. So I was like, oh shit. So I go back to the hotel and I put on my nice sweater, and then
because it's 100 degrees
but out. It's like 100 degrees, and so then I'm kind of sweaty, and I run into Carly and I'm like, I think this girl's hitting on me, like, can you come like text us out. Carly comes and
you
tell,
texted me.
Did I text? Like,
you texted me, there's a girl in the coffee shop, come scope it out with me. So I said, okay. So I arrived and I said, why are you wearing a sweater?
Yeah. That, that was sweltering over here.
That was the number one question I probably asked. But I thought I did.
She was hitting on me.
She was very. She was like oozing with
sex.
She
was bending over.
She was oozing with it. Like she was very like the way she was moving. She was very sexy girl.
But did you feel like she was looking at me?
I did feel like she was looking at you.
Was it because I was in the sweater?
And she probably was a little nervous about the sweater. But I think it's so cute that you put on your nice sweater.
But I
for
think
her.
That she was looking at
she
me.
She was looking at you, and she was, but she
over.
Was all, she was flirting. She was like
I
a
know.
Flirt. She was flirting with the guy that worked
I
there.
Know.
She was flirting with the guy sitting at the table, and I'm like, Emma, go talk
oozing
to her.
Oozing sex, oozing,
oozing sex.
She was
very
bending over, like
she
wanted
was
to get
very
fucked.
Sexy.
She
was.
Looked like she wanted to get.
She
fucked.
Was like, yeah, she
her
looked
ass
like she wanted
was
to get
twerked
fucked.
Up.
She was twerking
in my vicinity
into the showcase. You know, the little glass case with the muffins in it.
Yes, she
was. She was like twerking on it.
She was bent over the muffins.
She
you know how they're like, don't touch the glass? She was laying.
She was like, how about I put my asshole
to get fucked on
it? On
the glass.
Right.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and I was like, I think you should go talk to her.
Yep.
And then she was packing up to leave.
But what to say? What to say?
What to say?
What to say?
So I said, don't worry, I'll be here. If it doesn't work out, you just come and sit back with me. She doesn't know. You know. So... like, don't stress about it. And you're like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And then she was getting up to leave, and she had her bag on her, and she was,
right.
like, saying goodbye to somebody. So,
was it your idea?
It breaks my heart.
Was it your idea or my idea for what to say?
It was your idea. Don't put this on me. It was
yeah,
your
I forget
idea.
Who thought of the pickup line.
So was you. Was you. Flat,
I, so
flat
I guess,
out you.
I guess I thought maybe I'll ask her if I could borrow a highlighter.
Yep.
Because I thought that'd be a good in.
You went up to her, and I was like, Emma's going to do it. Emma's going to do it. And first you went up and came back, and I was like, just go.
Yep.
Just go.
And then I just spun
and
around.
And she was walking out the door. So you already lost the casual part of it, because now she's halfway out the door.
So I had to, like, stop her.
You had to stop her, and she was already outside. And you said, hey, excuse me? Do you have a highlighter? And I was like, wow! I mean, in my head, I'm like, this is not gonna end in wedding bells. This was not even gonna end in a kiss.
She kept on walking. I don't even think she heard it.
She
kept on
she
walking.
She was like, like, and kept going.
And so I tried to make it look like I hadn't even, so I spun around like it was one
you
movement.
You pointed with two fingers. You pointed with two fingers at the now closed door that was she was on the other side.
Yeah, like,
you were like,
things are not going well.
And you went boom. And you pointed with two fingers, and then you spun around and looked at me. And looked at me like, how'd that go? And I'm like, girl, not great.
Not great.
And but you want to know?
I'm like, she'll
that's
be back.
What I envision. I envision you pointing with two fingers and spinning back around after all these years. That's what I think of in my head. And then you still you couldn't take the L.
No, nope.
You went up to the guy
yep.
that walked that works at the coffee shop, and you said, "Was that girl flirting?"
And he goes, "No, she's married.
He goes,
she's in here all the
she's
time.
She's married to a guy." And you were like, is she a little gay? So, to answer your
and
question.
And the poor guy is like, I don't think so.
The guy's like, I can't tell you. But I thought that she was flirting with Emma. Mm-hmm. Emma thought that she was flirting with Emma. Mm-hmm. I just got lightheaded mm-hmm. from laughing so hard. I'm crying.
Yeah, I wish you guys could have seen it. Because it was, I
it
mean, actually,
was,
no, I don't.
I've been
yeah.
there before. And
you
it
really?
Is a woof. I've talked to guys, like, because I don't give a fuck. I'll go up to a guy at a bar and talk to him.
See, really?
I don't give a shit. I'm not trying to impress. I don't care about this. A guy needs to go up to a girl. Guys
See,
don't have
great.
Balls to go up to girls
yes.
that they like at a bar. They'll be like, oh, I really thought you were pretty, but I didn't want to say anything.
This is
and
so
it's
true.
Like, how about you just, but of course the guy that's like has an eye patch on and he has like
right.
a parrot on his shoulder, he's like, hey,
get
can I take you out
later.
To dinner?
Right.
I'm like, hey, you want to take me out to dinner?
Right.
Sure,
right.
I'll go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course
Please.
I'm going to go.
Where have you been?
It'll be a story.
Because the thing, too, is for men ones, it's really, it's like stacked against you. Plus, for penis men ones, straight girls are mean.
Are they?
I think so. Because if a guy, I picture this, a guy goes up to talk to them, and if he's not attractive, they're like, ew. and then leave.
No, I've never been like that to someone. Really? I've been, if I've seen I straight know girls how much that. Balls it takes for a guy to go up to a girl.
Yeah, especially
I know
if
how
they're
much
not
balls,
sleazy.
And vice versa. So if a guy, doesn't matter what he looks like, I don't care. If they talk to me at a bar, I'll be so nice.
That's
and,
great.
But like not like spend the whole night with the person and like dance with them and all this stuff.
Would you let them get you a drink if you weren't interested?
I'm weird about taking drinks with people because I definitely have been roofied.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to take a drink from someone that I don't
that's
really
good.
Know.
That's good. That's fair.
But yeah, that's not something that – but that's like regardless. Like I'm not taking a drink from someone I don't know, period. Right. Doesn't matter what they look like. I'm like, right. Hey, how I'll just say I don't drink or like I'm good. I have yeah. one or like don't. Like, don't buy me a drink.
No.
I'm going to spill it on the floor. I'm going to go in the bathroom and dump it in the
right.
sink. So
I've seen people, because I remember being with this girl and this guy came, tried to buy us drinks and he was older and he was bald on top and he had a ponytail.
Oh, so he, yeah. So for sure you got roofied.
So he saw us and he was like, and there was like not really anyone else at the bar. And he like kept looking over at us and I was like, I kind of like waved
weird.
At him and then
so
she was
friendly for no reason.
And she goes, no, don't. And this girl was beautiful. She was yeah. Saudi Arabian, gorgeous. She was like, Emma, no. And then I like kind of like stopped looking at him. And the bartender was like, that guy wants to buy you guys drinks. And so I like cheers at him like, thanks. And then he came over and she was like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. And then he came over and he was like, hey, I just saw you guys are drinking. I want to get you guys another round. And she was like, we're not interested. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then he went away. And then I was like, but thanks a lot. Like, you know, someone someday will be. And then
I mean, that's
but she
so
was fucking
funny.
Mean to him. She was like, no. She said no.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I would just go, oh, I'm good. I drank enough. Like, I'm
it
good
was
for
weird
the night
that-
or whatever. Just be nice about it. But I'm not ever trying to shit on. I've never, ever been mean to someone that
maybe she
came
was offended that he because he was a lot older. She was beautiful, and he was, like, bald and had the ponytail.
Right.
So she might have been, like, but, she, I mean, it's, like, give, you know.
Just be nice.
Just be a little
just
nice.
Just be nice, yeah.
So this man one, I'm going to have to think about it. I'm going to talk to some people that have better pickup skills than my highlighter move, which in retrospect, I don't actually recommend doing.
Also, I can't believe it. Also, whoever has a highlighter?
Who has a highlighter?
I mean,
and how would I give it back
like
to her?
It's like the most random. It's like, why would anybody have that in the first place? And also, it's like no matter who you ask, they're going to say no. And then it's like, okay, bye.
Right.
Never mind. I got one anyway. Well, then why'd you ask me? Bye. I said bye.
My plan was, I was going to say, but after I asked for the highlighter, if she's looked like she was rummaging through her bag, I was going to say, oh, we're doing a show. My friend's headlining down there, and I'm doing the show if you want tickets.
Right. And I knew that that was the end game, that but was... I had no idea that you were gonna go up at bat and ask for a school supply.
Hey,
and say, hey, you got a highlighter? Lady that's on the other side of the door?
All right,
shoot,
we'll talk.
Shoot, bam, got her.
Talk
spin
later.
Around.
How'd you guys think that went? Good? Pretty good, you think?
Think
pretty
she's
good.
Into me? She's married. She has 9 kids. But is she gay?
Not that I know of. All right, well, tell her maybe I'll text her back.
Tell her...
Tell her I'm not interested.
Tell her to stop being obsessed with me.
So we'll do research about the man once. Also, it's tough. It's tough to approach people and not having a good gaydar. I always assume. I actually just assume everyone is straight, and then kind of like more feminine people, if they are gay, that passes straight, like will usually send you some kind of energy. Because feminine girls that I know that are gay that like totally passes straight. If they're interested, they will want someone to know that they're gay. Like it's like an
right.
They'll kind of like try to like send you a signal, or just only in a gay space will I start to. I just assume because the majority of people are straight, so I assume like most people are straight, unless like otherwise said. Even fucking butchy man looking ones sometimes are straight. Like if you get out of like in Maine, mm-hmm. there's like what would be considered like a like man one, and it's like they're straight, but like.
Okay.
Flannel shirt, mullet.
Mullet? There's mullets in Maine?
Yeah.
How many?
Like
a good handful?
Yeah.
How mullety are we talking?
I've seen mullets and then also, okay, like there's a general store in Maine where they sell guns and wedding dresses.
Wow.
There was a picture of it for a while and I was like, oh my God, I think it was in this town called Bucksport. But it's like guns, wedding dresses, and bait. guns, wedding guests.
You know what?
Tackle.
It's a one-stop shop, and I always appreciate that. You know, I buy clothes at the farmer's market. So
get a wedding dress. Get some bait for your husband. Get a gun.
Yeah, I mean, something sure old, something up. New, something borrowed, something from the bait and tackle store. So you know that old school saying.
Should we do a fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah, let's do a fuck, right. marry, kill. Do you have any that you want to throw out there? Do you, I feel like, I would like to do it, I know you don't know them. The guys from Queer Eye.
I know their pictures.
Oh, okay. So, okay, let's do this.
And I know the one I would
I'll want. Explain them to you,
please.
Too. I'll explain their personalities.
And one of them's going to be on Crazy Ex.
Yes. Yeah. Tan France. Tan. Mm-hmm. Tan France. Love him.
Very attractive.
Very, I mean, they're all so handsome.
He has very girl energy to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The way he dresses is so classic. Mm-hmm. And like, he has a beautiful face. His long, beautiful eyelashes. Yes. Like,
you and him could be related.
Woo! Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm taking that as the biggest compliment ever. He has nicer hair. No, he's, I don't know if he's Pakistani or,
something, because he's got a little something, you can tell.
Yeah, he talks about it, but I forget exactly where he's from. okay, so let's do Karamo, mm-hmm. who is so sexy.
Yep.
I mean...
He's a man one.
I know that he has a child that's like 15 or something.
Wow.
He had it when he was a teenager. And I'm like, so you're saying there's a chance?
Right.
I'll do it. I've done it before and I'll do it again.
So he had it like...
He has a kid. He has like a teenage son.
Wow.
He's so hot. I'm obsessed with him. He
looks
perfect every day.
Very good looking.
So sexy. Okay, so Karamo, Anthony, who is the chef, that is the... He's like the heartthrob. I feel like, to me, Karamo's my favorite, but a lot of people, they go crazy for Anthony. Because he's very, like, I think because he cooks, too, it just makes
right.
the whole thing a fairy tale.
Right.
He looks like a hotter, dare I say, a hotter version of John Mayer.
Whoa.
And
I know who you're talking about.
You know how I feel about J.M.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And he's very calm and he has good energy. He seems a little, I don't know if I would have the most fun with him to
right.
talk to. And then my superstar, shining star. Jesus Christ, superstar. Jonathan.
That one I don't know.
Jonathan is you know him. If you know Queer Eye, you know him. He has long hair.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah.
He calls himself Gay Jesus.
Right. Yes, totally.
And he is, his personality, his energy, he's everything. I'm obsessed with him.
Yep.
He and I would be best friends. So, Karamo, Anthony, Jonathan. I'm going to marry...
What about Tan?
Well, there's only three.
Okay. So, Karamo...
We're leaving out Tan and Bobby.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, Karamo...
Because this
Anthony,
is the most controversial.
Jonathan.
This is, I think, the most controversial way because everybody loves one of these.
Right.
Anthony, Jonathan, Karamo.
Okay.
I'm fucking Karamo...
He's
to the point where
his energy to me, I can...
He would lay the pipe like a plumber.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's totally.
He's very
that
sexual.
Motherfucker, he is. I saw him once on a red carpet and I was like,
he's striking.
Yeah, he's striking.
Wow, he's so handsome.
Yeah, he has straight man energy, I feel. Not that that's a real thing, but there was something, he's got real man something.
He's
something.
So hot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fuck him.
He's got
him.
A presence.
I'm going to fuck him until he's gayer. Somehow
right.
I'm going to make him hate vagina even more.
You'll fill his quota. Yeah. For his lifetime.
So yeah, fucking Karamo. I'm going to marry Jonathan because I do feel, first of all, he's gorgeous too. I mean, nobody's not gorgeous.
Jonathan's the chef.
Anthony's
the chef. Okay.
Jonathan is the stylist, the hairstylist,
yes.
makeup, like hair and like
and pretty.
Facial hair, yeah. So I'm going to marry him because I feel like we would have a lot of fun together when we're not doing married people things as well.
Right.
And I feel like we could have an open relationship and that would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
like I would be like, you could
the
be
sex.
With whoever you want to be with and I'll just be with Karamo. So.
Right. Ooh, that's a
And then I'm
going
to kill, Anthony.
I'm going to marry Anthony, the cooking, and I want someone to just be
Why?
There. Because I want someone that can cook and just be there, and he doesn't need to be... For a marriage thing, I would want someone that's, like, consistent and that they just can be... But the sex would be rough. Because the best sex would be, for me, would be the Jesus one. And then
yeah,
me and
that's Jonathan.
Jonathan would be for sex, and then Mary the chef one, and we'd have to figure out the, because he that we'd have to figure out the sex, and then I'd have to kill Karamo.
You can't kill Karamo, girl.
Or maybe because I can't
you
have sex with him.
This is the way of the game. You gotta kill one of them, and I have to kill Anthony, unfortunately, even though he's so fun to look at. But I got my priorities in line.
Because
I don't
cooking.
Know why you would kill.
Because Karamo would. If we had sex, he would, like, he'd, like, fuck me, like, big time.
Yeah,
he'd
would
like,
fuck
choke
you.
Me and then fuck me, and I'd be like. Ah.
I don't know if it were, I don't know if there would be choking. I don't see him as a choker.
Really?
I see him as a passionate, like, it would be like, you would want to cry.
Yeah.
Because it's so much
beautiful.
Love. Yeah.
I would want to.
And his body.
Yeah.
I want to, I can't. I don't even want
to
get into
really
it.
He's really, he's very attractive. If I had if the one I'd be the most attracted to would be that Tan.
Well, Tan's not in the equation here. Tan and Bobby are not in the equation.
The chef is definitely would be the wife. I would love a wife that could cook like that.
Mm.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And then, because Karamo, I mean, he'd be fun to, or maybe Karamo would be the wife because he'd be fun to hang out with, but he,
Karamo's great arm candy too.
He
if
is.
You're walking down a carpet with when you go to his events,
but he's such a man. Seeming
he's yeah, you're right.
I need.
He's
I want
a
like a littler one to.
He's perfect in every way, and I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah, you guys would be very striking.
We would be
very.
So
striking.
I would let him. I would want him to carry me around. I mean, I would request it. I wouldn't demand it, but I would request that he carries me.
I'd love to
everywhere.
Be on your shoulders. Yeah.
I just want to be
he's
in a
so
baby
tall.
Bjorn on his chest and just like wave at people as they stare at us.
Could you imagine?
Because they're so jealous of us. Okay.
There it is.
So I think this may have been one of the first times we don't agree.
Yeah.
On our Fuck, Marry, Kill. Okay, thank you guys so
thank
much for
guys.
Tuning in. If you have questions, send them into secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. I feel like I need to say that in the beginning of the podcast and then in the middle and then at the end, and I always forget. So secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. Email us any questions. Thank you so much for listening and sharing and tuning
yes.
in and subscribing.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you in every way.
And rate and subscribe. It really, it does help us. So thank
it
you
It does
guys.
Help us, yes. So thank you guys, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.